Hello to all my milfy ass bitches. It's like almost a month since I've recorded, and I cut my fucking lime too big for my corona. So hello. Happy Friday. If you're listening, I know I've been on kind of a hiatus. Listen. Being a new mom is fucking rough. It's amazing and it's beautiful, and don't mind my intense pool filter. Oh, which, to let you know, my pool is now functioning and swimmable. Ghetto ratchet, maybe. But swimmable. Okay, so I'm just smushing this lime in here. So yeah, it's just been hard as fuck, guys. I don't know. I've been really busy at work, trying to keep up with my house. We're trying to buy our house that we're in now. You know, I like to call myself Flo, because I feel like I always bundle all this crazy shit all together, and I'm always dealing with it all at once. Hold on, I'm going to wipe my hands off quick. Okay. I just dipped it in the pool. Yeah, motherfuckers, my pool. I'm pumped. Okay, so anyway. Just wanted to check in. I believe this is the 9th episode, and if I fucked up on saying that, I'm sorry. But, this will be a really quick episode, so bear with me. Everything else is really good. Leah's wonderful. Caleb's great. You know, we're both just working like crazy, and it's just like time is not slowing down. It doesn't. And I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm just going crazy, I feel like. But also, really just trying to soak in the moment. I don't know. I feel like I sound fucking corny as balls. But anyway, just checking in, seeing how everyone's doing. I know a couple people reached out and asked me if I was gonna still do my podcast. Thank you to those 3 people that listen. It makes me feel a lot better. But yeah, no, I've just been going through it, guys. I have just been stressed out. My phone is on 9% and I'm recording this. If that gives you any measure of how I am mentally. I'm 9% and trying to record a, 20-minute episode. So, yeah, I've just been stressed. And when I get stressed, I literally, I definitely have some anxiety, 100% for sure. You know, and I smoke pot and shit. Well, not and shit, I just smoke pot. Well, I'm smoking a cigarette as we speak now, too. But, I don't think I need to be, talk to someone or be on medication for it. I think I don't want to say self-medicate, it sounds bad, but I do that and I'm alright. I feel like when I just have so much going on, I just want to, sit there and not do anything. I just want to, sit in, a ball and not do anything. I just get so overwhelmed. My mom used to say she was like an ostrich, and she would stick her head in the sand, and I feel like I definitely get that, I get that from her. But, so that's just kind of how I feel sometimes. So, I really wish I could be super consistent with this. You know, I definitely want to finish this season 100% and start a new season and be more, you know, I'll start the new season when I am in a better place, I guess. But I will end this with my birthing episode and talk about my birth and after and how I felt. And, you know, in the next season, maybe I'd like to have more people on, one-on-one, in person, not over, Facebook Messenger video, you know what I mean? Do it a little more legit. But once you know exactly what we're doing, I just really, like, need to know if we're buying our house or what we have to do to do so. Guys, it sucks. And, like, we're doing this, like, privately with the owner. Like, if I had to go and look at houses with realtors and bidding wars, I would be vomiting. I can't. I just can't. It's crazy. And to anyone house shopping right now, or even considering, or in the process, I'm here. I feel ya. I'm sorry. It sucks right now. It's insane. There's just so much. And especially, you know, we're self-employed, so it's hard, you know, to be like, hello, this is, I promise, this is what we make, please, you know. But, yeah, so like I said, been going through it. You know, I just, this episode, I think I want to talk about how I just feel like moms are expected to be like the fucking Energizer Bunny and just keep going and going and going. And like, there's, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm very lucky. I do get small breaks here and there. And when I get them, I really do get to reboot a little, not a lot, because I never really get long breaks. And a lot of time I'm working. So, like, you just need those. You need that to kind of, like, okay, pause. Like, sometimes I just want to do something mind-numbing for a little bit. And it's just so hard to be on all the time. I feel like I just, there is no, because even when he's sleeping, I'm still checking on him. And, you know, would I get an hour? I mean, my mother-in-law, I don't know why he sleeps so fucking well for her. But with me, he sleeps, like, if I get an hour, that is, like, insane. She's like, oh, he slept for 2 hours. It's like, fuck you. I mean, not really, but kind of. She slept like that for me, so. You know, in those little intervals of time, you're just trying to get things done in the house, or you know, sometimes you try and take some time for you. And it's just a lot. So I've been doing that repetitively every week, and it just flies by. The days just fly by. But yeah, I just, you know, not. Caleb is an amazing father, and he really is, you know, when he's home, even when he's tired, you know, he's there to help, and, like, just now, it's like, I just want to go, just sit outside and have a cigarette, and then take a cold shower quick before I put Lee to bed, and, you know, he, absolutely, you know, I'm very lucky in that sense, even though I, you know, I do complain, but he is, I couldn't do it without him, that's for damn sure, or my mother-in-law. 100%. But, yeah, I was just like, I just need to go out. So, here's drinking a Corona with lime, smoking a cigarette. Taking a minute. And, I just think men, fathers, don't really have, like, that pressure to always be on. Like, when you're the mom, you're the mom. You have to, you know. But then they don't, you know, have to be like that. But I just, it is a bitch sometimes. It's hard. It's hard. It is hard. You know, giving birth was hard. But doing the damn thing is fucking hard. But I love it. But it is a 24/7 job. 100%. And if you feel like it's like a lot, you know, and you just feel like you don't even know what to do with yourself, you know, take a break. If you can, take a break. There's nothing wrong with it. You need it. You need like a few minutes at least, you know, because even that helps. Even I just have to come outside and be like, huh, sit in my gazebo. Or you go in a different room, take a shower. Like a shower. Like you're shaving everything. You're doing, you know, a mask in the shower. You're cleansing, you're exfoliating. You know, you really scrub your scalp. You get out, you actually dry off. You put all the lotions on your skin, the belly, the stretch mark cream, the oils. You do the under eye serum and the night oil on your face and an overnight mask, and you get to brush your hair. You know, maybe braid it so it has a little wave tomorrow. That helps a lot. Don't underestimate the full-blown shower. Not the half-ass shower. Quick, barely get to wash everything, jump out, throw your hair up, don't even brush it, and then it's a rat's nest for 2 days. Talking a real shower. It's important. But, yeah. Like I said, just check it in. I believe this is the 9th episode. And next episode, maybe a little long, but it'll end this first season. If you've been listening, God, I appreciate it. These last 2 episodes have been extremely... not really too... bright and cheery and comedic, funny, I don't know, but it's something, and I will talk to you guys soon. If you'd like to hear about anything, like talk about anything, if you'd like to be on the podcast, please reach out. It would mean the world to me, and I'd like to hear feedback if you like what I'm talking about. If you feel it, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah. Ugh, there's Bailey, my beagle, if you can hear her howling. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, great weekend, and I hope everything's going well for all you moms out there, MILFs, badass women. I'm here. And I don't really plan to go anywhere. So you guys tune in. Hopefully next week I'll have the birthing episode out. And hopefully that's what you've all been waiting for. Ta-ta for now.